All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Beauty and the Beast podcast. I just want to thank everyone right now that has been giving us questions on the relationship, opening up to Kendra and I, and just letting us, you know, answer these questions that you have, these sexual interests, these fantasies, or these blockers that you have in there, and just opening up to us. It's amazing. We really appreciate it. I know Kendra appreciates it, and all of our fans and viewers appreciate it as well. So thank you guys so much for being there. Kendra, I just want to talk to you a little bit about your attire right now. You're wearing a really low cut, letting the puppies and babies come out, looking very, very sexual at, what is this? 8 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night for you?
It's like 11, but it's no problem. It's perfect.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Tell me what's been going on this weekend. I know that you had a very unique Sunday, a very special one. I saw you posting on your Instagram that you brought a college student with you, took a selfie or something.
Yeah, I mean, it was something like that. So I had this sweet, sweet girl. We won't give her name. She direct messaged me on Instagram, and we kind of went back and forth flirting a little bit. Let me tell you, these college girls are pretty, pretty aggressive. She wanted to be on my OnlyFans, and I thought, why not? I need new content. And we just kind of went back and forth. We set up a date, and she met me in the hotel room. Let me tell you about her, though, because I know you're wondering, if you haven't seen the Instagram post, what she looks like. Dark hair, very petite, but very busty. Nice, beautiful skin, gorgeous smile. She is in school to be a doctor. So smart, sexy. And she was so, I can't even explain. Like, her lips tasted so good. I don't know what she was wearing, but it tasted so good. And we had a little shot to celebrate, and we just had a little fun. So, yes.
Yeah, a little celebration. Mm. Was that shot? Was that your... your famous little peanut butter whiskey? Did you guys do that, or did you take her on that journey, or was it just something nice and smooth like a vodka or a clear?
It was peach, go figure, Ciroc, and I didn't want to do too much, but just enough to kind of get her more comfortable because she was a little nervous. I took the lead, though. I was the teacher, she was the student, and we really just let loose. We did some things. We didn't actually film everything. We saved a few things just for ourselves. So.
What do you mean you filmed everything? You filmed your meetup?
Yes. Yes. She agreed to be on my OnlyFans. So
she's she agreed to be on your OnlyFans?
She did.
Oh, tell me about it. What I saw whenever you took the photo of her, I literally looked at her and she was a tiny little thing, but she was thick in all the right places. She had curves to her, and she definitely looked like she's a very aggressive girl.
Yeah, she, we shared a lot that night. So she came in, I asked her to bring a schoolgirl outfit because I am the teacher, right? And she was going to do what I wanted her to do. And she did. She was very obedient, which I like. She had this really cute, sexy schoolgirl outfit. I thought she was going to be wearing panties, and then I would kind of do the slow panty play. Nothing under. She's like, nope, here I am. So I lifted up her skirt, and it was nothing but this beautiful, beautiful soft peach for me. And she kind of teased a little bit. We kissed. We did a little dancing for the camera. And then it was really hot. She got in front of me, and then I pushed her down and just kind of we grinded a little bit and we had another shot. We only had two. And then I put her on the bed and just slowly kind of teased and kissed her all over. And then she's like, I'm already wet. She was really excited, nervous, but excited at the same time. And I just took her for a ride, you know?
I wonder if she brought a ruler and an apple for this teacher Kendra to start off the day, because she obviously brought no panties to the equation.
She did not have a ruler. I did like light spanking though. I don't feel like I wanted to I don't want to mark her up just yet. You know, I have to kind of test the waters. But she was open to almost anything that night. Very, very accommodating.
So she didn't get to touch herself. She didn't get to what?
No detention. I mean, she was obedient, which I like. You know, the young girls need to be obedient because I have to teach them.
So this is going to go up on your OnlyFans. And is it up right now or is it later? Or is it like, and you're talking about this is no detention. So that means there might be a sequel. There might be, you know, more added to this. Give us a little bit more details. Like, this isn't the last time you two are going to be playing these games, are we?
Absolutely not. It was kind of cool because after, you know, I want to make sure she got home or she got back to campus because she was driving back and she texted me and said, you know, I'd love to do this again. And I was like, absolutely. But I told her, you know, not everything needs to be on camera. And I think sometimes just doing things not always for the camera makes it a lot sexier because you don't have to worry about angles or anything like that. So yeah, so we're going to hook up again. We'll see how the semester goes, but she knows how to reach me and we definitely are going to have a go around. I feel like it's like the first time you do something, it's always a little awkward. So I was just kind of feeling her out. But she loosened up and I think the second time will be even better. So.
Oh, well, for us to kind of get anticipation from this, whenever the next time happens and a quick name we can give her, what can we give her as a nickname? Cause we've had Jacksonville on here and I don't know if you're going to meet up with Jacksonville, but we need to give this one a name. That way we can revert back to it, revert back to episodes. Give us a name for her.
Michigan State, my little Michigan State girl.
Little Spartan. She's your little Spartan.
I know. Yeah. My little spicy Spartan. Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That, there we go. We're going to be talking about Michigan State here shortly. Hopefully we can get a little bit more details. And is it possible? Are we allowed to share her photo on here? Like if people are watching us on YouTube, can we share that photo of you two?
I think you absolutely should. I think the viewers, they need, our subscribers need to see what she looks like.
Oh, okay. So they could see what she looks like on here.
Yes.
And then if they really want to see what she looks like, they just get on your OnlyFans and look at your guys' schoolgirl Miss Bad Teacher little content.
Yes, I think they should. I think they'll enjoy it. You know, I did pull out a toy and she was totally open with that. So yeah, we had some really fun things. You just have to look. I'm not going to tell you everything.
Well, we don't want to know everything. We need to see it. So I guess we'll have to look on OnlyFans. But, you know, this brings us into the next segment. Like, you literally just had a girl DM you, slide in, show up from however many distance it is, a college student, and she came over and she was comfortable with you. Like, you know, so this leads us, let's get on to this, you know, relationship questions, sex questions that our fans are asking about. So let's give them some advice so they can go in at it and be as successful as you.
Well, I think with girls, it's extremely easy. I feel like we're just more comfortable girls with girls, you know? I don't know what it is. So girls can direct message girls, and I think we kind of get the hint. Like, I can feel a girl when she's down. So, I mean, I don't really have advice for the girls. I feel like girls just know. However, I've been getting, this is kind of off subject, but I've been getting a lot of girls direct messaging me about their guys and going to strip clubs. And a lot of these girls want to know, you know, when you're in a relationship, how should I feel if my boyfriend goes to the strip club? And I think, I don't know, I feel like you should be able to add a little insight to this. Do you frequent strip clubs when you're in a relationship? Do you take your girlfriend with you? What do you do?
This is the thing, man. I think the strip clubs are fun. I think they're just entertaining. And it just all really depends on the situation. Like, if your girl's never really been to a strip club, then she may not know what goes down in the strip club. Also, like, is your man buying private sessions? Is your man doing this? Are they just going for a bachelor party? Like, there's so many details that go into it for them. But at the end of the day, like, I've gone with a bunch of females and I love going with a bunch of females to the strip club. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's even more fun. but I don't see an issue with it. I mm-hmm. think it's all insecurity at that point. Like if you go, if you, you're, you know, mad at your man for going to the strip club, you know, at that point you're just like, well, you don't trust this person enough to where they're going to stay faithful to you. And then even if they do, you know, it's just, or even if they don't, then it could present a problem. So I can see that end, yeah. But it's, I don't know, to me, like if you want to go to the strip club, I have like no tie down to it. Like I'm not mad at you. I think it's awesome. Like if you go by yourself, I think you have a problem, you know, but if you're right. With friends, like it's give me a scenario. What are your thoughts? Do you let Professor X go to the strip club?
I really don't mind if he goes. If it were something that he was doing all the time, it would absolutely piss me off. It's like, why are you going? Why? What is the need? Like, what are you trying to fulfill? Are you lonely? Am I not fulfilling you sexually? I think guys go for so many different reasons. Sometimes they go maybe because they don't like coffee shops. You know, it's better to have like a steak and a stripper. So I feel like if it's once in a while, that's my favorite, right? I have to have my steak and then I like to have a stripper. Like she can come down, she can join me or, you know, whatever. But I like to have a nice steak and enjoy the scenery. Like it's just chill for me. So we'll go together a lot. And I wouldn't mind if he went because I trust him 100%. I just know how he is. So I'm good with it as long as it's not all the time. If it becomes habitual, then we have a problem because clearly we're not communicating. Clearly you're missing something. Like what's up with that? So yeah, I'm okay with it. Just not all the time.
Yeah. It's just, it all comes on like, you know, the situation, like are they doing it a lot? If they're doing a little, look, if they go out with their friends and they go to a strip club, I don't see why not. It's a form of entertainment. It's fun. But if they're going every weekend, then I see your concerns. But at the same time, like sometimes why don't you go with them? Cause yes. It's just, you know, a lot of relationships are so vanilla that yes. You do everything just like, just completely by the book. And it just kind of gets boring. Like sometimes take your man or your woman to the strip club, let them get loose and wild, you know, enjoy just the things that you're not supposed to, right? Like most people don't think you should enjoy the strip club with your significant other. So like break the rules and like enjoy just doing something different. And
I think it's so hot. It's so hot too. It's so hot because when a girl is flirting with you, you know, or I'll go up and I'll tip a girl on stage if I think she's hot and she might not even be a 10, but she's like an 8 or a 7 and she's working the pole. I'm like, hell yeah. Like, and nobody's tipping her and there's guys around the stage. It pisses me off. So I'm like, just give me the money right now. We're going up there. I mean, she's working her ass off, right? All these tricks. I mean, you think she's going to come down and kill herself, you know, like crazy stuff. And I'm like, you know, that takes skill. And that is not something that just happens. You have to practice. That's her art, right?
Absolutely.
So, and there's nothing sexier about it when a woman can do that to another woman, give her confidence. And you'd be surprised when your girl goes up to the stage to tip another woman that she finds hot. The guy is obviously like, holy shit, like it's hot. And then get a dance from her. Do it right in front of your man or do a dance together. I think it's just sexy. It's a fantasy and, you know, go to the private room, have a little fun. I feel like couples need to do that. So girls, to sum it up, don't be jealous. Be open-minded, communicate with your partner and just do it once in a while. Have some fun. You know, he will appreciate that.
A lot of our questions are like, kind of seem like they're always back on communication. Like, you know, a lot of the relationships that I see, they're kind of just like controlled by one person and it's neither one of them are free to do what they want and they don't feel comfortable if the other person does this by themselves. Like obviously if you go with your man and your man's doing some to the strip club and you're doing some crazy, he's doing some crazy stuff and you kind of see like a different side of him, there's boundaries, you know, like yes. There's boundaries, but still yeah. Like if you guys communicate, it's just like you said, it's a fantasy. Like vanilla relationships are so boring and people tend to fall off of that and they like grow apart and they're just in the relationship because it's a relationship that they put investment of yes. 5+ years, 6+ years and they're just scared to get out of it. So yeah, like you said, go to the strip club, get a dance together, go to the back room, get a little wild, get a little bit of fun. But it also leads into the next like relationship style question is okay. I get a lot of the same thing is like, girls get upset? Should they be upset if their man chooses to masturbate? And if men, on the other hand, should they be upset if women use, you know, toys in the bedroom, vibrator, dildo, whatever it is, bullets? Let me hear your thoughts on that. Like, what do you got?
Absolutely not. It is not. I think women, or at least when I was younger, I can completely relate to this because I was immature and in really understanding how men work. I would think, oh gosh, he's masturbating. Do I not turn him on? Or he's watching porn. Am I not good? Like, these are the things that I thought of, like, being younger. But essentially, no. He has been, like, that has been his best friend since he figured out what it was able to do. Okay. So he literally, that's it. So he knows it better than you. He can take care of it better than you ever will. And that's his, it belongs to him. So if he chooses to do it, don't take offense to it. It doesn't mean you're not hot. It just means maybe you're not available. You're not in the, you know, there with him to do it. And I always think of it like this: who cares if he uses a sex toy? It's cheaper than a prostitute. Okay. Disease-free. Let him masturbate. It's healthy. So get jerking, gentlemen. As far as the females go, nothing wrong with it. Same thing. Once we learn that that feels good down there, it doesn't mean that we don't want you or we're trying to, you know, if we've got a 6, 7, 8 inch toy that you're not adequate. It's just something different. And we are sexual too. So
you're just telling the truth and it hurts. Jesus.
You know, I mean, if you come with like a double donger, I mean, the size of Mandingo, I mean, yeah, your girl might want a little more. However, don't be offended. Everyone wants a little something different and it's not personal. It just feels good. You know, it's our own stuff. Get over it. Just let loose and just be happy. He or she is not running around and cheating on you with an actual human. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll piggyback on you on that. Like sometimes, you know, it takes less amount of time for me to get off than being with a female. Cause there's a lot of time you have to put into that. Like for you, there's the foreplay, there's, yes. It could be extra too. You could be dressed up, things like it, there's just certain moves that you have to get, and you can have a long session, multiple sessions, and you got shit to do. And let's right. Be honest. Like I'm not trying to sit there and have those great nights, like, or great times every single day. And, you know, you just kind of need a break. And sometimes it's like, man, I want to get up, get out and get to work, you know?
That's
like,
right. That's yeah. Right.
So if you're okay with me doing that every now and again, and then I'm okay with you bringing, you know, your own toys and doing stuff like that. But it also does depend on, you know, what you're using. Cause like you said, if you're using that Pornhub, you know, Google of monster dildo dragonfly where it's like fucking the size of a basketball and it's like, yes, 10 feet tall and they're sitting on it. Like that's a little bit different. I don't think I could ever please you, but you know, I also do think that, you know, it's something that you can't stop them from doing. Cause what if they're out in, you know, a hotel room and they thinking about you and they're calling you and, you know,
yes.
They're like, man, the sanitizer, the soap in here is not clean enough. Let me get something different. I don't want to use my fingers. I don't know. I don't know what it'd be. But that's just kind of like, it doesn't bother me. Go for it. Go for it all. It's just know whenever it's our time, it is our time. Maybe, shit, maybe. I don't know. We could probably bring in some of them toys for you, you know? Like,
yes.
Let's remove this vanilla, you know, sexual play or this vanilla relationship. And
it's not the 1950s. Okay. We aren't like the Cleavers. Like let's experiment. Let's have fun. Let's be sex positive. You know, whatever turns you on.
Story time. So this is in the past, like 48 hours, there was there's this girl that we've been talking back and forth and I worked my magic. She's fucking in love with me. Well, she's not in love with me. I shouldn't say that, but she's in love with the idea of going on spending a night together and getting a little wild and freaky. I talked to her about the things that we'll do and we don't need to get into that, but this is one cool thing that I've never really experienced with too many women, but she sent me a web link and I click on it and it was to a porn website to showing me like, this is what I like. And I looked at it. And I'm like, Fuck yeah. Huh. Let's go. And it's just pretty much getting gagged out by a fucking cock. And it's just like, go to 2 minutes and 10 seconds and look at this. And she's going descriptive. Like, she's like, wow, this is what I want, X, Y, and Z. And then she'll send like another porn site video. And she's like, this is what I want you to do to me. And there's like, literally you're going through timelines of just different sex videos, different positions. And I'm over here like, well, I already have the outline. I already have just right, literally the play-by-play rules on this. We're going. We're going. And it's literally after this podcast, I'm going to go handle my business because this
you're
one
all
is
warmed up about it, right? Oh, you're preparing.
I'm cock locked and ready to rock. I'm over here. I didn't tug it out in a while. So we're going to be locked and loaded, ready to fucking give her a pearl necklace right across that chest. Maybe even a facial. It's either whichever one she wants. Right? You know, it just all depends. I've always wanted to be in one of those pornos where they just fucking unload in their throat and it comes out their nose, you know?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, she's all about it. So
I love it.
We're getting dirty, but either way, enough with that. Let's back this up. I know you guys are getting excited. Let's answer some just straight fan questions that I have. This person asked me, and they've asked me multiple times. They've like DM'd me multiple times. They want to know if are you done with the mainstream porn?
You know, I haven't decided. I like what I'm doing now. Just my OnlyFans and doing this and just some things for Snap. And, you know, I like that. And I was propositioned November, and then a company hit me up for a feature and I declined just because it's just not the right timing with the pandemic and everything. However, if the price is right, you know, I'm down. I love it anyway. But at this point, you have to get me on a plane, take me 5 hours across the country. So I love what I do. And I'm definitely not retiring. I'm just waiting for the right opportunity. So yeah, I'm still in the game. This thong is not ready to be hung up. So don't think about that, fellas. It's still primed and ready to go.
It's just, if the price is right, you know, you're worth a lot to anybody. Aww. So they're over here, just, they better stack up that paper before they give you that phone call.
Ooh, ooh. Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some other questions. You got some on your side?
I do, but you know, mine are always, you know, sexual.
That's fine. We can answer sexual ones. We're all okay.
So this one, and I say so many times, I need to stop that. Okay. A chick asked me about orgasms and I have a feeling she's probably late 20s. Quick question. There are external orgasms or clitoral, and then there's internal. And she said that she's never had an actual internal and she's wondering how to do that. And to sum it up short and sweet, honey, if all women have, I shouldn't say all women, have a G-spot, if you can feel that G-spot, if you can experiment a little on yourself, you'll feel that sensation on the front of your vagina, a couple inches, do this little Khmer motion. And that can be stimulated with an orgasm. A lot of times you may be having an internal orgasm and not even realizing it at the same time you're having an external. So most women can get themselves off clitorally. However, the internal is a little bit more difficult. Not all women can have it, but you just need to experiment a little bit more with your body. Don't. My thing is, real quick, sorry, Julian, but I have to get this out. Do not stress about it. Oh, I'm not having the internal. If you're having an orgasm and it's feeling good, it's okay. It doesn't matter. At least you're getting off, because a lot of women don't even orgasm. So just be happy that you're able to orgasm during sex.
I want to know a little bit more about this, because I didn't, in all honesty, I didn't know that there's an external internal. I just thought it was like, you're going, like, what is the difference in feel? Are you able to control which one that happens? Is it more of a full body? And then the one is just I don't even fucking know. Explain that to me.
I've had both. And for me, the internal does not feel good. When I squirt a little bit, it does. It's not like, it feels like I have to pee. It's almost like, and I hold back. And then when it lets loose, it's not like, oh, it's like a relief from a pee. It's not that same tingly all the way to my toes, all over my body with external. So I am more external, but I've had both. it just depends on the woman. Every chick's different. So yes.
Oh, that makes it so okay. So yeah. So the internal is more of the squirting, and the external is more of like the full body, tingly toes, curl those bitches up and just
get. Yeah. Ah, everything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
I love that though.
I didn't know that that was internal, external. I didn't know that there's two different kinds.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, what? Let's get up to the next question. What do we got?
All right. This guy texted me. This guy messaged me on Instagram. He said he's in a new relationship. He's extremely attracted to his girlfriend.
Let's go.
However, he cannot come with her during sex. He has to jerk off. Now, maybe you can enlighten some of the gentlemen, or maybe not, but I have some advice for that.
Man, it comes down to the same exact way with the female. Is it's just like it's hard to get off some females, it's hard to get off some males. It's more that you, for one, he could probably be watching way too much porn and jerking off way too much to the point where he's kind of lost the sensation of, you know, going with her. As well as he's probably also thinking too much while he's with her. Like he's thinking like, I hope she likes this. Is this where she likes? Is this it and this? And then you think too much. It just kind of ruins the moment instead of just going. And then it just becomes a long, you know, just a long sex session. And it's just like, you're at the point you're like, dude, get the fuck off me. Or vice versa. Like you, like that's where you spit on their back and you're like, well, it's time to go.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's more of just be in the moment, enjoy it. And like, in that thing, if you both are back and forth, it's not a race, you know what I mean? And it's okay if you don't, you know, get her off. Like we said in the last episode, you know, if you don't get her off, it is okay. Yeah. And if he doesn't get, or if she doesn't get you off, it is okay. Just you're going back at it in a different sense. You just need to know you might need a little bit more foreplay. You might need to bring in some of this. You might need to cut back on some of the extracurricular activities you're doing outside of your session.
Yes. And I think that's an awesome answer, obviously, because you have a penis and you've experienced this before, hence the spitting on the chick's back, which is totally, we do what we have to do sometimes. Desperate times call for desperate measures. So I think too, sometimes in that situation, again, maybe they're jerking too much. Psychological component is completely, from what I was reading and researching, it's a lot of it is just psychological. And then a lot of times I think guys, they're so eager to please their chick that they start intercourse before they're actually ready or fully aroused. And that can totally screw things up. So if you're not there yet, it can totally mess with your orgasm. Also, some guys have a higher ejaculatory threshold, meaning you might come at 30 out of 100. Some guys are take some 60. So everybody's a little bit different. Last thing I will say on that though, is sometimes if you cannot come with this chick, obviously you're getting in your head. You have to just go caveman on her ass and just forget about her, do as much as you can to please her. And then just, you got to beat the pussy. You just need to go machine gun that shit, do what you know, so you can come, because I promise she's going to feel better. So you got to whip that pussy, you know? Whip just that pussy.
Beat it up. That pussy. I like that. I like that a lot. We're going to call it WTP. Whip that pussy.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to get back to these fan questions. That kind of brought me into some of these questions here. And just some random questions I want to ask you from me. This weekend we had a great fight night. We had a great UFC card. I just want to know. Just want you to guide us through, and you asked me some questions about these fights that happened. I mean, what an amazing card, right?
Absolutely. And it was a unique time in UFC history. First time ever they had a 7-fight card, but still is extremely, extremely impressive. So I guess let's talk about the standout fights. Brian Keller, he finished with the fastest guillotine at 135 pounds. His opponent was switched a few times that week. So tell me your thoughts on that.
man, Brian Kelleher is a gamer. He's been fighting for quite a while in the UFC, but in the most recent, he's just been taking fights, pop, pop, pop. And he literally had an opponent on Monday, Tuesday, and then the day before weigh-ins or the day of weigh-ins, I'm not for sure. They switched up. He had one of the Contender Series guys that came up, and, you know, he was a huge favorite. Mm-hmm. Ended up getting the guillotine, and it was pretty slick. Everybody knows that his guillotine, his last fight, he fought against someone who actually fought on the card as well, a Contender Series alum that tried to move up. I'm going mind blank, but it's okay. He ended up getting him in a knockout, then ended up having, you know, his opponent shoot in and right out against the cage, had the guillotine, and it was quick, fast, and smooth. Kelleher, that's one to look out for, man. He's still improving every day.
Awesome. Next, Andrew Muniz. He had a slick armbar. I guess it was in less than 3 seconds. The 13 of his 20 wins have been by submission. Tell me about that.
I mean, I don't know if it was less than 3 seconds. It was in the first round. No, for
less
sure.
than 3 minutes in the first round.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you said less than 3 seconds. I was like, oh, man.
No.
But yeah, no, actually, you're absolutely correct on that. It was, yeah, at first when you're watching it, you kind of like, you didn't know how it was going to go. The other guy's a heavy puncher. The other guy has more takedown percentage. But he ended up getting taken down. And when he was down on the ground, he threw up the fastest, smoothest transitional armbar that I've seen. This, I'm pretty sure it was his debut against a guy that's already fought in the UFC. And he threw it up there, snapped it on there, boom, another finish, high end deal. And he, like you said, 13 out of 20. This kid's a huge prospect. He's an up and comer, and he's gonna be a tough kid at 185.
All right. Michael Pereira. I can never say his name. Pereira. You have to roll the tongue, right?
Yeah.
This was controlled chaos in his fight. I absolutely loved watching him. He was so entertaining. He blew the kiss, and then he bitch slapped his opponent mid-fight. Definitely put on the show and got the finish in the third and called out Jorge Masvidal.
Man,
I like him.
Pereira is – he's a savage, man. The guy is just – from the moment he stepped into the first fight in the UFC to the most viral videos that you see him doing backflips in there, he is a wild person. And his fight was impressive. He slapped his opponent because his opponent did the same thing to him at weigh-ins. It slapped him at weigh-ins, and that's the reason what brought that slap. Is he just kept – or he slapped him at the weigh-ins, and he's like, all okay. right, well, you know what? You can't do that to me. So he just made him look like a fool, did everything he could. I thought the finish was a little bit – it was inevitable. They had a minute remaining, and okay. I think he was locked in, but I didn't see a tap. But, again, it was inevitable. So he got the win, but calls out Jorge Masvidal. I think that's a huge step for him. I think he's too wild and too just – I don't think he's ready for that big jump. We need to give him somebody that's in the top 15 and warm him up before he can go to someone like that. Reason being, you know, he couldn't finish Diego Sanchez. He did good with him, and he ended up hitting him with a legal knee. So you could see just too wild to be able to put him in that type of deal. Like, he has to calm down. And, again, with Tristan Conley, when he fought him, he blew his load and energy and – exerted a lot and ended up losing to Tristan Conley because of exertion of oxygen, doing all these jumps and flips and stuff. It's going to catch up. And especially if you're going with the OG like Masvidal, you're not going to be able to do any of that dumb stuff and crazy things. But to guys like, you know, Imadiev, you can do that stuff to them because they're not as experienced. But the kid's going to be a problem.
Either way, extremely entertaining, and I loved it. So hats off to him. OSP, he knocked out never before finished Alonzo Meadowfield with a step back strike. Very, very powerful. That was awesome.
Yeah, man, it was crazy because, like, OSP has kind of been up and down on the water books, you know, just sitting there sliding, like, is he going to win this fight? Is he going to do this? In the last two fights that I seen him in when he was at 205 and went up to heavyweight, it just didn't look like he cared. And for some reason, when he went against Meadowfield, I was actually impressed with his just his attitude in the fight, his, you know, will and want to fit to fight. Like, you look like he was a man on a mission. And Alonzo was bringing it too, don't get me wrong, but in the second round you could see that Alonzo was getting a little, you know, too gun shy and trying to throw those one power punch. And as he was again, or put OSP against the cage, OSP threw like a left straight or like semi hook and just landed perfectly flush on Alonzo's chin, dropped him down. And, you know, that's the type of OSP I want to see. I like seeing him when he did his, like, you know, last minute KO of Corey Anderson, and he battled with John Jones. He was supposed to be this next prospect, but I just wish he would fall in love with the sport like he did in his last fight and stay like that, because I think he could be a force to be reckoning with.
Awesome. Now, didn't real quick on him, wasn't he supposed to fight and then a fight, he, something happened with COVID and there was a change? I don't know, maybe I'm
Not on this one, but prior, yeah, he was supposed to fight somebody and then COVID happened. But I think they just rescheduled this one up because it was a good opportunity for Alonzo Meadowfield.
Okay, let's talk about Overeem. How awesome was that? Come back win. It was a tough fight with Sakai. Definitely a back and forth battle, but the experience of Overeem definitely showed. After the third, Sakai really started to fade out, and Overeem started to excel and fell into the finish. What did you think about that?
Man, Overeem still has it. You can't – there's no way – like, I don't know why they keep putting a match in these, like, new guys with him. I was just – like, the guy just won Contender Series, had a couple wins. They tried to go after Overeem, and I thought if it was a three-minute – if it was a three-round fight, yeah, I think he could have definitely had a fighter's chance. But the moment, like you said, when it broke out of that third round and went into the championship rounds, you could just see the excel of just experience going there. You know, his opponent, Overeem's opponent, Sakai, like, would throw as many punches he can, as hard as he can, whenever Overeem was against the cage with his hands on his head and just blocking all the punch. And the guy would blow his load, sometimes get a couple in there, get a couple knees, but – you know, Overeem was just trying to get him tired and did exactly that. And then when the third or fourth round came in, Overeem went in for a takedown, took his opponent down and was on top of him. And then again in the fifth, he did that same exact thing. And just Sakai was just tired, and TKO finished right there by Alistar. And my boy is still going to be up there, and he's still, like, I don't want to say he's going to be like the placeholder, but he's the guy that if you want any type of success, you have to go through him, and he's not an easy cookie to go through.
Yeah, he's a beast. Definitely fierce. I like watching him fight. So, yeah. Okay. So moving on, UFC.
It's our Australia? Favorite thing of the week.
Okay. Yeah. We're not talking about that.
It's our favorite thing. We got all the baddies, you know?
Yes, we
it's
do.
It's that time. We gotta get all of our followers to start following these girls. We're just pumping them up because these girls this week, last week, the week before, all the way to week one, are just, they're all wifey material.
Brains and beauty. I mean, yes, successful. Let's talk about yours.
Okay, we're going to go through mine.
Yes.
All right,
we'll start with you because you're all amped up.
I'm all amped up. I'm geeked out of my mind. Let's start out with the first one. Our first hottie of the week, we're going to go with Ashley Nicole Moss is what it is on her Instagram. And she is just this mixed curly haired killer. She is beautiful, light skin, mixed skin, very, very deathly eyes looking into the camera, beautiful eyebrows, luxurious. What am I talking about? Like luxurious. Luscious lips, thick, juicy. Her curves go every which way that you want them to. And just anything she puts on legitimately just brings out everything about her. And it goes to her brains. Let me hear what you got with her thoughts, her brains.
Yes, not only is she beautiful, but she is a sports television radio host, co-host of The Greek Zone, and that's on iHeartRadio. She has a YouTube channel. She is very much into health and fitness, as you can see. She loves basketball. She is definitely someone who leads a pretty exciting life. Although we have she's a Dallas Cowboy fan, and she's just definitely wifey material. Very, very much so. All around, yes, sports enthusiast, intelligent.
Oof.
Hottie of the week, definitely. You guys have to follow her. It's A-S-H Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E-M-O-S-S.
All right. I love her, and I love our next one we have. It is another favorite of mine. Again, like every week I have to put one of these girls on here because when they're loaded up with tattoos, they're loaded up with tattoos. And I love me a tattooed woman. We have Jessica underscore Brody. Now, Jessica, when you go to her Instagram, she has long brown light hair. She has beautiful skin with color galore on her tattoos. She has a full sleeve. She has an entire body that's put together. Big, juicy chesticles.
Oh, you know, I was saying lips, but we can go with both lips.
I'm going chest. With them, but her lips are fire. Her lips definitely look like she could do a lot of work with those. Her eyes, her demeanor when she looks into the camera is amazing, but she is tatted right above her pelvis, her hips, her legs, her arms, her neck. I'm just telling you, this is the ink girl that you look at in the magazine and you're like, wow, man, her I neck. Wish I could do a
her
whole
back, stuff. Her pussy and, sorry.
I had Let's to go. Go. Let's
move yeah, on. I love that song, but that's what made me think. Anyway, I love it. Yes. Okay. Not only is she beautiful, she was Maxim CoverGirl in Australia. She's from Australia.
Ooh.
We know she loves tattoos. She is very much into health and fitness. Seems like she has a little bit of mainstream television experience. She was in The Bachelor in Paradise, Australia, season 3. And it looks like The Bachelor, Australia, season 7. So she is definitely on the up and coming. You guys will have to definitely check out this beautiful, well put together girl. Her name is Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A underscore Brody, B as in boy, R-O-D-Y. You guys have to follow her.
Hell yeah, Jessica, if you ever want to come to the United States and hang out, just let me know. I'm here with you. I'll bring you in. If you need a visa to live here, we can get married. Love you. Love your tattoos.
So hot.
Yeah. Either way, I want to hear what you got. You sent me some of these girls and
oh my gosh. I sent you like four. Two.
You just start.
Who name my two real quick. I have them.
Name your two. What do you mean name your two?
I don't know where they're at now.
Somebody's over here getting so excited and hyped up on her beautiful ladies of the week. The first one that you have on here is a UFC star. She is put together.
There she is.
She is everything that you guys are ever going to want.
Let me go back.
And are you ready? Do you want me to introduce her? Do you want me to bring her in or you want to take it?
Bring her in.
She would like for you to bring her in. I'm pretty sure, you know, I don't. Sorry. She will. I sent it to you.
Pause real quick. I have them up there. We'll have to edit this part.
That's fine.
I thought I had him on here.
I just sent it to you on Instagram.
I know it's Hannah Goldie. Yes. And who was my other one?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you on Instagram.
Perfect. All right. So we'll have to edit that. I suck ass. I have his down. Okay. And then, yes, there they are.
Just start off with, okay, I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Hold up. Three.
Oh, wait. Got her. Ready? All right, we're ready. Okay, I'm going to bring this hottie in. Everybody, Hannah Goldie. Let me spell her name. H-A-N-N-A-H-G-O-L-D-Y. She is a professional face puncher, okay? I mean, I've heard of a lot of things. I like that one. She is into bodybuilding. She is a UFC MMA fighter. She is a businesswoman. Oh gosh, I'm giving all the things you're supposed to give. I'm reading through her stuff. She is blonde. She is natural. She is curvy. She is into, gosh, so much health and fitness, family. She's just all around sexy. She's natural. She's real. And I like those curves. I mean, she's just definitely a breath of fresh air. I love it. I love her. Very sexy.
She is thick in all the right places, and she's put together. She's a Motivation Monday type of girl. And that's what I see when I look at her. But on top of it, she's a professional UFC fighter. She is a professional face puncher, is what she likes to put on her Instagram, like you say. And she is, like I said, bodybuilding. She actually has an OnlyFans, which I'm very intrigued by. Maybe we can get her in on yours.
Oh, yeah. We've already talked about it.
Oh, she's my down. God. Have you really?
She's down. I am.
I love this.
Yeah. She's going to beat me up. Absolutely. And she's going to smother me with those cheeks.
I love this. I think that's amazing. And I think it's amazing that she has an OnlyFans. Like I said, I love the fact when a lot of these girls utilize their platform to do OnlyFans. And you could tell she's a businesswoman. She's set together. And she's the best right there. I like her now. I'm going to follow her.
Yes, and you should. I like her. I can't wait to go down to Florida and, take a dip in Hannah's ocean. Okay, moving on to Lindsay. Yeah, I know. I can't wait. She can guillotine me or whatever. I don't care. Armbar. Like, I'll be her bitch. I'm ready.
Okay. The role has changed. Yes. I like that.
I know, right? All right. Our next hottie, be prepared, fellas. Get your driving gloves on. She's going to grab your stick shift and she's going to just, okay. Her name is Lindsay Marie Brewer. LindsayMarieBrewer. She is a race car driver. Yeah, she can come ride my car. Absolutely. She can drive it all night, all day. She is sexy. She is blonde. She is fit. She is natural. She has a gorgeous smile. Her eyes are crystal blue. And just a gorgeous smile, skin, hair. I can't even. She is really, really, really sexy. It's like she can wear anything and make it look good. She's tall. Girl next door.
Teeth looking too.
She'll ride it hard, which I like.
Man, what's cool is, like you said, she's a race car driver, which you don't really get too much, women behind the wheel. I know a couple in NHRA, but she's a race car driver. A lot of her photos have a bunch of just luxurious cars, and she's a car enthusiast. So whenever you want to talk to somebody about cars and you think you know a lot, this girl's definitely got it all, from looks to brains to knowledge of cars. I bet you she knows how to fix a car. On here, she's up here, and I don't know exactly if she has a TikTok, but she has on here that she's the Clubhouse, which is a collaboration of a bunch of TikTok influencers. So she may be part of that, part of that, the Clubhouse BH. And then also you see she has a website on here and it's exclusive Instagram photos. So I'm curious if that's like an OnlyFans, but not through OnlyFans, through her own. It's different. Like, 'cause you have to buy these posts when you look on here. Please subscribe for content. Please subscribe for content. And you got to subscribe. There's certain different things. But she does exclusive contracts. She travels all the world. She races and she loves life. Like, these are great. These are probably the most amazing girls that we picked this week, because each one of them have something special about them, but also they know how to capitalize on their looks and body to make money and brains to grow that money even more. And I'm loving it.
Yes, I love it. I feel like you have to utilize the tools that you have. We're not all blessed with, beautiful this or beautiful that. You just have to kind of take what is marketable about you. And beauty is truly more than just exterior, because if you're ugly on the inside, then this doesn't mean shit. So I like all these ladies. They're beautiful. However, very empowering. So Lindsay Marie Brewer, you guys have to follow her for sure. Those are our hotties of the week. You guys follow them or else. All right. I lost you for a minute.
We're back up. I'm in. Let's say it. Let's talk about it. All right, here we are. We're closing in on the segment, so we got two more segments that we want to bring everyone in, and it is our favorite one. We've been adjusting this each week, and now I have adjusted this to the best, I think. Instead of FMK, we're doing porno wedding fight. Okay. And this is what I mean by porno wedding fight. One, you'd make a porno with. Two, you have vanilla sex with. And three, you'll have the most aggressive, literally dominatrix style, just sex with. It's all sex. Who you're going to put in, porno wedding fight. It's just, you know, like that wedding honeymoon. Let's not say vanilla, but it's that honeymoon. Wedding is going to be that honeymoon style sex. But then
Look at that fighting sex.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But just think of that fight sex. Like, you did something terrible in the relationship, and I did something terrible, and then we're just, and then you guys hook it up later, and it's just the most aggressive. That's what the F is. That's what the fight's for. And the porno is the one where it's just, how would you describe the porno one?
Kind of like the girl that's sending you, like, what's going to go down between you two? Let's go.
I love that one. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm going to get this one up. I'm going to start this off. Porno wedding fight. You have to choose between Keanu Reeves, Christopher Walken, or Danny DeVito.
Wow. You know, I'm done. I am so done with the ones that you're giving me. I get like two ugly fucks, and then I get one like decent. You know,
are you kidding me?
And they're, I give fucking you all amazing. Three good. I'm done being nice. It's next week is going down. You are going to get the shit show of your life.
It's perfect. You got to have a little bit of fun. Come on. Let's see it. Who you got? Keanu Reeves, Christopher Walkens, or Danny DeVito.
Okay. Oh my God. Like, I feel like I should just fight Danny DeVito because he's feisty already. Like, he's an Italian. Okay. So I'm fighting him. Oh, God.
Are you getting Danny DeVito from Always Sunny in Philadelphia or Danny DeVito in Batman Returns where he's the Penguin?
Okay, none of the above. It's Jumanji, okay? All right?
Where he has Alzheimer's that he can fucking barely remember shit? Okay.
Yep, okay. Okay, Christopher Walken. Oh, God. I can't marry. Well, if I marry him, then maybe I won't have to have sex with him?
Oh, no, it's still, they're all sex. They're just different forms of sex. The wedding sex, the fight sex, and the porno sex.
All right, then I'll marry that and marry wedding, sex with him. And then sex. Keanu Reeves, I have to do porno with.
Fuck yeah.
Because, I mean, he's John Wick, bitches.
I'm with you on there. I ain't gay, but shit, I'll take him down for a two. That's my favorite. All right, there you go for your porno wedding fight. On the first one or second one coming up is Nicki Minaj, Iggy Azalea, or Kim Kardashian. There you go. You got some good little.
Okay. You know. Now these are good. Okay. So these are actually all definitely porno material. I'd say all three of them are. So I'm going to go with Nicki Minaj. I'm going to fight because she's feisty. Mm-hmm. She's a baddie, but she is feisty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
There's some hoes in this house.
Yes, I know. I heard that. Okay, so her, Iggy Azalea, I'm going to do porn sex with her because I can see she's got a little something to her. She's sexy. I like her a lot.
You got that junk in the trunk, you know?
Yeah, she's just, I like her. And then, you know, Kim Kardashian, I'm going to do some Mary sex with her. I mean, I could have all, like I said, all three of these, I could do all three different things because they're all sexy. But I feel like Iggy, I want her to get a little nasty with her. So
get a little nasty. I'm with it. Back in.
All right. Woo-hoo! You better be ready for these, boy.
I like when you shake your chest and your,
I know, right?
Just my, flump side to side.
Whatever,
and then you tell me you better be ready for them. Come on.
Okay. We are ready. Now, these ones aren't as exciting. However, they could be. For you, they're exciting. Okay. I'll wait for these ones. Okay. Have you ever watched Boy Meets World?
Absolutely. Grew up on it.
Perfect. Then here are your three lucky porno wedding fight characters. Rachel McGuire. That's Maitland. Okay, so she's the redheaded with the blue eyes. Okay. Yeah. Topanga. Right? Okay. You know her, the sexy, hot, everyone wants Topanga, but I feel like they don't give enough credit to Rachel McGuire because she is now Maitland Ward, who is in adult industry. Very sexy.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Well, you know now. And lastly, Mr. Feeney.
Mr. Feeney, first off, you're talking about the teacher?
Mr. Feeney, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Feeney is definitely going to have the bland wedding sex. That's it. It's not bland. It's just, it's not going to go. I'm not going to go as hard as I would with Topanga. We're fighting. That has been my, like, that is any boy's crush growing up in the 90s. Like, that is your woman. Topanga, baby. And then it's going to leave with, who was the last one?
Rachel McGuire.
I mean, she already does porn. Rachel McGuire, her and I are going to both do porn together. That's it. It's not bad. You made me Feeney. What the fuck?
Okay. Fuck Feeney. Okay. And you're really going to like the last one. All right. Are you ready for it?
Let's go.
Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Batwoman. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Garner, Elektra.
Oh, we're going all crazy. Okay, first off, first and foremost, Catwoman seems like she's going to put up a fight. So I'm down for that fight, Sax. It would be just wild, especially in Batman Returns when she was there. Like, it was just whoosh. I will do I would do a porno style with Gal Gadot.
Okay.
I have my reasons, and it's more like – kind of like I'd rather have someone tell us what to do, and I should get money if I fuck her because I don't really like her. I don't like her.
Why?
It's just she actually, if you see the new recent movie, she's going to be praising Che Guevara, which is which was like Adolf Hitler to Cubans. And she's playing in a role, and she's talking about how great it was. And my family, we were all kind of thrown back on it. I loved her prior to that, but she talks about how like he's a superhero and some people believe that, but a lot of our family members, either way. So I don't like her. And then, next I have, Jennifer Gardner is going to get that wedding honeymoon style sex and we're going to get in it all day.
Love it. Yeah. I love her. I mean, I love, Jennifer Gardner. She's awesome.
Yeah. Porno Mary fights a porno wedding fight. I think it's a way better approach, especially for our podcast. I think it's going to be fun. And just kind of like, they're just different sex styles.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, and when you hear this, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. If you've been married, I've never been married before, so I don't know what that wedding sex is like, but I know what that birthday sex is like. I know what that fighting sex is like. And I don't really know what the porno sex is like, but you.
Right. But you really don't know what wedding, you're really discrediting wedding sex. So I might have to seriously put you in a fucking chokehold. I'm serious. When I see you, I love you, but I'm telling you, if the right partner, that shit ain't bland. That shit's better than some of your one night birthday stand. I'm telling you.
I'm with it. I see it.
Well, you have met him, but I'm telling you.
I don't want to meet that side of Professor X. That would just be a weird side for him and I.
Right.
I'm going to bring Professor X into the next porno wedding fight.
He's going to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be fighting for air because he'll gag you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We can bring that up.
All right, taking it way too far.
Let's get a couple more minutes before we wrap up. Let's go back to some fan questions and let's just knock these out. Just quick, short answers. Here's a couple fan questions. Okay. If you could, who would be the number one actor you'd hook up with?
Gosh. I mean, I do love The Rock. Not going to lie. I like him. He's fun. He's witty. You know, he was a wrestler. I love my wrestling people. Okay. The Murder Hawk Monster at AEW. We've got some beef here. Okay. But we'll talk about that after. I might need a little bit of backup. Okay. With Catalina Hager, but we'll talk about that at another time. The Rock, love him. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I saw that beef on Twitter of you and Catalina Hager talking about tag team matchup. But The Rock, you'll take The Rock with you?
I like, yeah, he's awesome.
Okay. Okay. What
about, okay, you, your turn.
My porn star. Okay, male or female?
Because you go straight to porn to my porn star.
Are we talking about, we're talking about, like, dude, the number one person that I'm absolutely, like, in love with, who's the girl that played in, like, Pitch Perfect?
You think I wish I had time for movies.
She was, like, Pitch Perfect. She played in some good movies. I just went mind blank.
But look her up.
She's that girl that, I don't know, every time I've seen her, I just think – she's just gorgeous. She also played in a recent movie with like something need wedding dates. What are they called?
How many? Oh man, you're killing me, Smalls. You need to find, I don't know her name. It's going to bug me.
It's going to bug me too. Her name is, oh my gosh, it didn't even pop up.
She blocked your ass.
This is the worst. She blocked me? No, she didn't. She would accept me. Anna Kendrick. What am I talking about? Anna Kendrick. Okay. Anna Kendrick's I absolutely love her. And if it was a male, it would be Keanu Reeves. I love John Wick. It's one of my favorite movies. So yeah. I went both sides. I'm open. I like it.
You know, Keanu Reeves, John Wick, he was in Fortnite, you know? So I kind of like that. He had his own character. Him and Travis Scott, he put on this concert. It was badass. Oh,
I saw that, like, all on Barstool and Bleacher Report. Another question is, how does one get on your OnlyFans?
You just subscribe.
I don't think it's to get on your OnlyFans. I think it's how to one to be on your OnlyFans is what the person's asking.
You have to be a professional or just, you know.
A really hot chick.
Yeah, Michigan State, you know, something like that. You have to be a lady.
You know what? Let's stop these questions real quick. Let me just explain to my fans and our fans what Kendra fucking does to me whenever she gets – pictures or whenever she gets questions or anything. She sends me an email format to where I look at the email thinking it's going to be super important, and the next thing you do is, well, that's different, is literally caption, and you scroll down and it's some dude holding his cock in his hand and literally says, my girlfriend has a problem with it, it's too big. It's like, wait a minute. First and foremost, I don't need to see that shit.
Yes,
I don't need to see this shit. And second is that he doesn't have a girlfriend if he's sending fucking – did he send that to you in an email?
He did. He sent it to me in an email. God. And he – I scrolled to and I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to forward this to Julian. Like, I have to. And then you said you were on a date and you opened it up.
The one that I'm meeting up with in a second.
Yeah. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, I was on a date with her and it popped up and she's sitting right there and she sees me looking at the email and she sees this just fucking dude with his cock in his hand. And it wasn't like this isn't like a picture of someone took it from him. It was a picture of him taking it above, like sitting down with it in his hand. And it was literally probably – he tried to angle it to where it made it look bigger than what it was. But anyways –
he wanted to add an inch. You know, everybody could use an extra inch. I get it. Like, I don't know. It's all right. It's cool. Like, whatever. It's all about the angles, baby.
Yeah, it's cool. You know what? This is the thing is, you know, it's not the size of the torpedo. It's the impact that counts. And if you know how to use your tool, you can build a fucking entire castle. But if you don't know how to do it, you'll make some shit fall down. So anybody that sends these like dick pics and thinks that these girls are going to like it, maybe, maybe not. But we've talked about this in episode 2. If you don't send the right lighting, the right form and the right everything into the right person that's wanting it, then you literally just fucked yourself in the butthole.
Have. And I love how you said that. And can I add, if I didn't add it in the previous episode, do not, okay, it's all about the lighting and all that. I do not want to see you with your dick in your hand over a toilet. Please no. And no, I don't want to see your feet in the picture. That pisses me off. It's the biggest turnoff. You know, I might even get over the fact that you're not manscaped. I do not want to see your lame ass feet, and don't be over a toilet. I can't stand it. It's terrible, terrible. Okay, I need to get that off my chest. I feel better.
You let them know that, and we're going to end this episode this week on how not to take a shitty dick pic and stop sending them to people that are unwilling. Either way, tune in next week so I can describe to you guys what the fuck I'm going to do to this beautiful young lady tonight when she's older than me. But, hey, it's all right.
Hey,
but she's an athlete. She's still an athlete. She still does it. I'm all in it. And then also, I definitely want to hear round two of Michigan State. Is that what we're calling her? Absolutely. I want to hear what you guys did on that.
A spicy Sparty.
I love it. Please like and subscribe here to YouTube, as well as follow us at KendraLust.com or at KendraLust.com, at KendraLust on Twitter and Instagram, and at JMarquezMMA on Twitter and Instagram. Please send us your questions that you have about your relationship, any sexual questions, or just fan questions that aren't really rude, dumb, or something that we can build off of.
Thank you guys. I love it. I love all the submissions. I wish we could do more. However, you know, here and there we'll get as many as we can. So thank you so much, you guys, for your support. We appreciate it. Peace.
Love it. Bye.